Kelly Dittman is the president and CEO of Envira Global, and our conversation is sponsored by the American Lung Association, and they deserve our attention because they are honoring women in Chicago with the 2024 Outstanding Mothers Award, and you're one of those women. Kelly, how are you today?
Lisa, I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. So did you ever think you'd be honored, be named a Mother of the Year?
I have to tell you, American Lung is an incredible mission and something very close, near and dear to our heart. And to your point, Lisa, the way that they bring community together and supporting not only moms but communities is impressive.
And why is that close to your heart?
Well, I have to say, as we shared earlier, we're just thrilled. We launched Envira Global, which is not only our focus and purpose in life, but it's something that really brings everything together. When you think about sustainable development goals and you think about the work that American Lung is doing across the globe, clean air and ensuring health and quality wellness for all, we work across different sectors, and it's an honor to serve the American Lung Association as they work to save lives and improving lung health, preventing lung disease through advocacy, education, and research. Not only being an outstanding mom, but someone who's put her career into this is very, very special.
Yeah, and that's what's tough. So you're a mom, you have a career, you serve your community, you take care of your family. What advice would you give to moms who are listening who sometimes just feel overwhelmed?
You know, good question. And when you think about overwhelm, I was asked recently, you know, Kelly, why were you embraced as an outstanding mom? And when you think about everything on all of our plates and you use the word overwhelmed, how do we make sense and breathe life into this? Well, it's really about embracing the journey. I never imagined I'd be able to launch and lead not only this organization, but also being able to manage all of those important pieces like family. My son, William, is 10 years old, and it's really an honor for him to be able to see his mom in a leadership role. In fact, he's been able to grow up with really surrounding by strong women. His aunt, Lauren, is a scientist, just like his grandfather was an engineer. In fact, his school principal, Mrs. Kapka, a strong woman, is helping to lean in with that leadership. So I'm very, very proud as an outstanding mother to be able to showcase that corporate side and business side of things at the same time, you know, raising that family and bringing it all together.
Yeah, congratulations. This is Kelly Dittman. She is being honored by the American Lung Association with the 2024 Outstanding Mothers Award. Was there a turning point in your life somewhere between career and motherhood that you now look back and you say, that was a turning point. That made all the difference for me.
You know, thanks, Lisa, for the question. And there is. When you think about one's life journey and really leaning into those philanthropic and advocacy pieces that are near and dear to your heart, you know, my father, proud military, served his country and then came back and built a family. And he worked in a steel mill, you know, for most of his career. As a young gal, I, too, suffer from asthma and some of those opportunities on the breathing side of things. So, again, going back to where we came from and where we're at today, it's an honor to be able to serve American Lung Association, their mission, but ultimately taking my own personal journey and being able to breathe, again, life into the right ecosystems that are, you know, taking what we've learned in the past to where we're going in the future. So I believe that that's one of those pivotal opportunities at an early age that led me to American Lung.
Well, what's lovely about every conversation I've had with the women who are being named a 2024 Outstanding Mother of the Year, you all have different journeys, but you're all committed to family and to this cause and to your community. So congratulations and thank you for doing what you do.
You bet. Lisa, thanks for having us.